They used to make that. I never did do it because they use lye to get that off.
Somebody told me that's called lye hominy.
Well, they take the lye to get that out of husk off. But that is kind of dangerous to use because if you get the lye in your eye or anything like that, and lye soap's dangerous to use because I knew a girl, and using it, she got some of the lye in her eye. And so it's cheaper to buy hominy and it's cheaper to buy soap than it is to make it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned making cheese, and I gather that's regular yellow cheese. Did you ever make any other a kind of cheese you might call pot cheese or farmer's cheese or cottage cheese or something?
No,
like that?
But that's just beat cottage cheese, just beating up clabber.
Is that all?
Yeah, you could do that. But I've beaten up that, mm-hmm. and because that's all cottage cheese is, just beaten up clabber.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned milking into a pitcher. Did you have to use a cloth over? Mm-hmm. I see.
No, you wash the bag off of the cow before you start the milk and dry it off of the cloth.
So you never would have to.
Some of them kicked, and you had to put them in stanchions. And you may go in, and you put some plank across this way, and she could in across this way. And she her back legs are fastened, and she can't move them.
Mm-hmm. Before you poured the milk into the separator, did you ever?
Oh, you strained it then.
You did. Uh-huh. And butter that didn't keep. You had it too long, it would get.
It got rancid.
Rancid.
Sweet butter would be. I love butter. There's nothing. I buy that butter flavoring now. To give it a taste of butter, but it doesn't take that. But the buttermilk would have little flecks of butter all through it when you churned it. And I used to hate to churn, worse than anything in the world. Ooh, I used to hate to churn. But I'd churn and get that butter up. And I would love buttermilk, and one morning the house hadn't been burned very long, and we were here, and that kitchen didn't have any linoleum on it. And I had to get up early to get my children off, and I had to churn for a while, and I'd gotten nervous. I couldn't get through with it. And I went to pick that churn up, and it was about 3 or 4 gallon churn. Butter was in it and everything, and I just dropped it on that kitchen floor, and buttermilk went everywhere, and butter went everywhere. And I didn't have time to get it up because I had to be at school. So I just sat down on the bench and started crying. He said, "Go on to school, honey, and I'll get it up for you while you're gone." Of course, it had to all be thrown away, you know. "And I'll get it all up for you, but there's cracks in the floor." Well, when I got home, all that was dry, and I said, "Oh my, didn't he do a marvelous job?"
A little bit of sarcasm there, huh? you said
it took me to wait in the night to get there out, and it took me about 2 weeks to get it all out of that floor.
You said that you butter that's gone bad is rancid. What do you call meat that you can't eat because it's been kept too long?
Well, it's spoiled.
And would you tell me different things you make out of cornmeal, either now or when you were a girl?
Well, you made spoon bread. And you made.
Would you sort of describe them so I'm clear on what they are? This is something where there's a big range of terms, and I'm not.
No, there's so many things I can't tell you all. You put eggs and milk and butter and everything, and you cook it low. Kind of brown it in the oven.